Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The last thing I'm going to say about this culture thing is that you got to understand, you would pay to go to college. Even college is not every day. College, you have two classes a week, maybe one class a week for 6 weeks. And then you go on 4 weeks vacation, and then you come back for 6 weeks, and then you go on 4 months vacation. Market Mondays is free every single week, but Earn Your Leisure is open 24 hours. We don't take a day off. We never miss a day for free. We never missed a day.
It's 88 inches of snow, and Shotty had to drive 19 blocks to get Troy out.
Yo, we never missed a day in 3 years. Some point, you got to have some level of...
No days off. You kidding me?
Mm-hmm. All right. Back to this Bitcoin conversation.
Let's talk about it, man. Let's
Odell
do it, man.
Beckham got a portion of his contract in Bitcoin, $750,000.
Language. He did the entire. So we get there. Yeah.
No, well, his contract is also incentive.
That's true.
Incentive laden. So he got the base contract of $750,000 in Bitcoin.
Yes.
But it also has incentives right. All over it.
Certain, like he has certain amount of catches. Yeah,
it's a lot
yards,
of touchdowns,
all that type of stuff. Yep.
The first question is, why does he have a base contract for $750,000? That's crazy.
Because he got traded midseason. So what the Browns were paying him, they obviously we
how
know
how much was the Browns paying him?
He was multi because he went to the Browns with the $90 million contract from the Giants. And so they were paying him at a premium, but we know that in football, nothing's guaranteed, so they released him.
If you have a base contract and you get traded halfway through the year, I mean, what the most he had was $2 million. That was base.
Probably did the veteran minimum.
But why?
Why did he do it?
Here's the answer. What is the price of freedom and winning? Well, you can get $3 million on a loser, and things not going well.
They released him.
Yeah.
So he had to
well
probably sign veterans. Him and Von Miller did the same thing.
Yeah. Bitcoin, well, long story short, when he got Bitcoin, it was $60,000. I'm not sure if he got the whole thing up front or if he's getting paid bi-weekly. That's another interesting part, because if he's getting paid bi-weekly, nobody, this is the thing, nobody actually knows how he's actually, there hasn't been one.
They don't know the structure. Yeah.
There hasn't been one insider that's actually been able to break this down. But just for the conversation of Bitcoin, $60,000 and now it is at 37,000 extremely volatile asset. When we talk about cryptocurrency, cryptocurrency is extremely volatile, way more volatile than stocks, and Bitcoin has always been a very volatile asset class. So this brings up a bigger thought process as far as like business owners getting paid in cryptocurrency, people accepting cryptocurrency as salary, people accepting cryptocurrency as bonuses, getting paid for endorsement deals in cryptocurrency. So what does this actually say about that?
Politicians too, like our mayor.
Yeah, he's another one. He got mayor. He took the Eric Adams. Wow. Still haven't gotten a meeting. He took Bitcoin at its
high. He's doing a lot wrong at the moment. Let's let him clear it out.
He's actually doing everything wrong. he's bringing Stop and Frisk back. We'll talk about that later on. So Bitcoin. How do we feel about Bitcoin's current price? And is it a good idea to ever take any type of payment in cryptocurrency being that it's so volatile?
The thing that I want you guys to look at from a branding perspective, and even like the little rant that I did was in the, you know, you guys understand, like for those who get marketing, you need ebbs and flows. So when things are down, you take a particular point, right? Rile the crowd up, rally your base. Odell is very smart. Like the way his team put his looks together, the way he's been able to get PR, and also factoring like what his net worth is. If you're a player that's a rookie, or let's say you're making less than $5 million a year, I wouldn't do it. Odell is good. And the thing, and I want to give full credit. I heard it on Joe's podcast and him and Ice and Ish was talking about it. Shout out to them, Ian and Corey. And, you know, Dan Rovell is one of the greatest reporters to ever grace CNBC or sports reporting ever. So it's not like him just reaching for a story. It is rather interesting.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And if you are following Darren Rovell, please do, because he has some interesting takes and research on how he does the story.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But at the stage of where Odell is, he's 28, net worth maybe somewhere, I'm assuming between $30 to $40 million. Him taking 750 in Bitcoin, not gonna hurt the kid at all.
I think that's the key. I think that's the key right there, right? So if it is your sole source of income, probably not the best thing to do. If it's additional income that you've on the side of what you've already accumulated, like you said, his net worth. Right. I'm sure Eric has a net worth of a certain amount and then making that type of decision. Right. Because he's not the only one but in also, that position.
Can we put this in context real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
If he got 750,000 in Bitcoin, his net worth is 30 million. That's 2% of his overall net worth.
But also and I actually I'm glad. Shout out to my man Marvin from UTA. I actually was going to say I forgot to say it, but he actually reminded me. Cash App is giving people endorsement deals.
That's what I was going to say.
So very possible that Cash App gave him $1 million, seven figures, to actually take.
Somebody on YouTube said 1.2.
Yeah. So that's what don't follow.
Yeah.
Don't just blindly follow rappers or athletes without knowing the full story.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, oh, well, Odell Beckham got paid in Bitcoin.
I could do it.
I'm just going to get paid in Bitcoin. Yeah. But you don't know that there's more to that.
I was just going to say that because that's exactly what Aaron Rodgers did. Right. Like everybody's talking about Odell, but Aaron Rodgers did the same exact thing. But he took a portion of it and he received all of it through Cash App. So there was a deal with Cash App. Klay Thompson just did it. Andre Iguodala has done it. Shohei Ohtani, who was the MVP of the American League.
Yeah, Cash App is going crazy right now.
When Megan you were talking Stallion. Everybody. So like they're making these deals because they obviously have they you can sell crypto and buy and sell crypto there. Mm-hmm. So these type of deals that you don't know about are what's actually where the money's going, right? If I'm getting $1 million to take it, that's $1 million up front.
Yeah. So it's always more to the story than what's on social media or, you know, people just.
It's a great headline. Salacious, got a lot of people talking. I mean, Khadijah put it in YouTube. Like, he'll probably clear 1.5 off modeling alone. Like, always, and I know people clown you for being conservative, but like, I mean, I always tell you guys, you want to risk one to make 11. So if those first three shots don't go in, you're good. So if crypto goes to zero, it's not going to affect his life one bit. Now here's the gem. If you are looking to take assets or take crypto as a payment, you need to tie that buying cycle in with your customer base to what the real institutional levels are. Hopefully we'll get Mike Novogratz to come back on. But 28 and 21,000, which I called last year. I know people think I just pulled numbers out of my ass. And I know Bam did for a minute too. And I earned, you know, interest with Bam. But here's the thing. When you guys are looking, even on CNBC, Bloomberg, Real Vision, you want to see where the institutions are buying or where the heaviest positions are. If you can crack the code to find out where that is, that's when you want to start to layer your bets. Go back and look at the Novogratz episode. And when I called a price, look at his reaction. A lot of this is poker. Because a person will tell you something in public because they can't. Like, even when people like, these are the seven secrets to starting a $1 million business. They won't do any of those seven. They can't tell you the real 80 things that they did. But look at their body language, you'll be able to tell for most investors if that's the real area that they're looking to get in, and you'll be good and you can piggyback off that.
And then, Cash App is going crazy with all these endorsement deals. And who owns Cash App?
That company we spoke about earlier.
Jack and is one of the greatest entrepreneurs of all time, too. You can't bet against him. This is a long-term game. Yeah. It is a long-term game.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.